Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on a Thursday in Creightonville?
Kind of a fun one, I think. I think people will really enjoy it. It's Thumper Thursday. Thumper Thursday. So Steve and Tamara will be in the large inflatable sumo wrestling outfits. You ever seen those, the large, you know, the sumo ones?
Oh, yeah.
You blow them up and you're inside of them and you get to go compete against each other in the ring. And so they'll be dressed up like that. And so Shin Daddy will take you. You can choose a partner. It's like a tag team like that. And the Thumper Thursday. So everyone comes in. They have about six of them there. So Steve and Tamara are already, right now, they're already getting inflated right now. And they'll have...
Thursday?
Thumper Thursday. And also for fun sometimes, when you walk in and you before you even know what's going on, Shin Daddy is going to... They'll come over. He'll knock you down. He'll just knock you down right when you walk in the door. Imagine a giant sumo guy.
Welcome to Midwest Bank.
Looking at Midwest Bank with an inflatable suit on.
Annoyed isn't the word. I don't even know what there's a word for. If that happened to me...
If you went in to get a cashier's check and you got... All of a sudden someone knocked you over in an inflatable sumo suit, that would concern you about what was going on at the bank.
I just want to get a little business done quickly.
I just want to change some money from savings to checking.
Why are you in that suit? What's wrong with you?
Why are you in this suit?
Just knocked me over.
I have a deposit to make.
I hope he's discerning. I
have a check from On Three, and I'd like to get this deposited. Well, hang on. I got to run the gauntlet first.
I'd like to think he doesn't knock over women, for instance.
No, he won't. He's very thoughtful.
Yeah, he's very thoughtful.
Old men, yes. People in a walker?
No,
he won't.
Brian says, keep your head in a swivel today at Creighton at Midwest Bank.
And Tamara agreed to get in one of those crazy...
She's in it right now. They're getting inflated right as we speak. They're getting inflated right now. Takes a while to...
I mean, Tamara...
Running some major air compressors. Imagine just people hauling air compressors and suits in.
Thumper Thursday.
It's
a great idea.
Get thumped.
At the bank. Inside.
Doing
inside
big things
bank.
In Creighton, Nebraska. Thumper Thursday.
Thank you, Bill.
464-5685. Call or text as always. I want to play a quick highlight from last night.
Okay, this happened.
There was a moment. So we told you guys yesterday that the first game that mattered in the Big Ten was at 5:30, early game in the conference.
Really early.
Michigan State at Maryland. Maryland's both teams have been playing really good basketball.
Packed house, I think, Jake.
It was. Maryland, unlike when Nebraska was out there, they showed up. It was a packed house.
Gary Williams on hand, courtside.
Gary Williams was there. Okay.
Remember now, Gary Williams?
Won a natty.
Nice job, Bill.
Now, Maryland.
This game was tied 55-all. Maryland has the ball, 5 seconds to go. And then
4.2.
Yeah. 4.2.
No. He shot the ball at 4.2.
Here's how it went down. I'll play the audio. This is from Big Ten Network last night. Here's how that game ended. Michigan State at Maryland.
Gotta go. Gillespie for three. Oh, my goodness! Holloman from half court to win it on the road!
So, Maryland, make the three, the game's over. They miss the three. Michigan gets the rebound and shoots up a half-court shot at the buzzer, wins on the road, 58-55. Epic ending to what was a very ugly, low-scoring basketball game.
We got to go to coach here.
Okay.
Did Kobe Gillespie err in shooting the ball with 4.2 seconds left? Why not wait a couple ticks?
There's the odds that it's going to tip out and hit a half court shot. He because it gives you a chance for a tip in on the offensive, a rebound chance on that side of it. Do I think, and I saw the replay, he had a pretty good look. So sometimes you might say, well, just hang on to another second. Want that? Well, then you have the same look. He had a good look. So he had a good chance to make the shot.
He had a good look. Yeah. For sure.
So it wasn't, no, I wouldn't have been. Because, like I said, also the ball banks around something, get can still tip it in.
Correct. Or have get a fouled.
Or get fouled. He had enough time to catch the ball. Do we take one dribble?
I think he took one or two
dribbles, then shot it.
Launched it.
And so half court. If he shot at that time and the ball comes off the rim and they could get a rebound and then put it back up. So, no. I mean, in my opinion, you don't play a game in fear of a half court shot beating you.
Right.
You know what that's, hold it till 1 second because we don't want to have that happen to us.
When you have the ball with 4 seconds to go, losing the game in regulation is not even a thought. It's all right, we're gonna win this game
or we're gonna
go to overtime. And they lost the game in regulation at home. I can't imagine how stunned you would be in the crowd.
I thought of Jake Sorensen.
Imagine that happening to us.
What if that would have happened to Jake Sorensen?
If Nebraska is hosting a ranked team and you have the ball tied up 4 seconds to go and you lost on a full court, a half court heave, I might not show up the next day. I'd say you guys are on your figure it out. I can't come in.
You wouldn't shave your head because you lost.
Nope. I think the shaved head would be safe.
Yes.
Great win for Michigan State. Yes. Play the call again.
Yeah, I'll play it one more time. This is from
really good call.
Really good.
BTN last night.
Gillespie for three. Goal or no? Holloman looks the clock. Half court for the win. Oh! Oh my goodness!
How close was it?
From half court to win it on the road.
What was the review? I never saw a review. What was the review like? How was it close to the ball being in his hand, or was it clearly out?
I think it was clearly out.
It was clearly.
Well,
out.
Obviously, it was.
I never even gave it a thought.
I think it was a quick review, and they said, out, and bucket counts for Michigan State on the road.
Hey, that I want to give that announcer credit. He did that in real time very well.
Yeah.
Very well. Very good
things
call.
Think what happened.
That's what you dream of as a play-by-play guy. You dream of that moment when you're a broadcaster.
Think of that. 4 seconds, what he had to do.
I know.
That's a lot.
Handled it. Handled it really well. Maryland
the thump
shot
of the hoop just sounded so good by when he made it.
Boom.
Just
The basket. Whoever came up the idea of a microphone on the basket was
brilliant.
Smart. Yeah, that was brilliant.
Here's the thump of the hoop again.
Clock, half court for the win.
Oh! Thump.
Oh my goodness! Holloman from half court to thump. Win it on the road.
That thump is so pure.
On Big
so
Ten
loud.
Network, they showed the Big Ten in studio watching it.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Bruce Weber, like, shrieked.
They're watching it. All three of them just shriek out.
Dave Repson got up and ran around.
He was like, that was incredible. All three are watching it. They're like, oh my.
Massive win for Michigan State. Pretty massive. But big loss for Maryland. Maryland shot 30% from the field. Yeah. I watched some of it, and it was ugly. Maryland just wasn't Maryland. Their shooters, like Shelton Miguel, just wasn't just off. I think Rodney Rice had an okay game. Remember Rodney?
Yeah, you got to win that game at home.
Derek Queen was 2-for-11. Love Derek Queen.
Derek Queen, it happens sometimes with him. Sometimes it's just not on. When Nebraska played at Maryland, he had 3 points the first time, and he had 20-some points the second game.
But Bill, he's a beauty. Yeah. He's a beauty. I mean, he's really good.
If his name comes up in 2 weeks in a trivia game, would you be able to recall that?
Yes.
Okay.
Desmond Claude, never heard of him. Really? Because you were raving about him the day after Nebraska lost.
2 weeks earlier, we raved about him.
I've never heard of him in my entire life.
The incident is the incident.
That's like incident. You know, what happened first. So, we've had a couple of situations. We'll call them situations, too.
With that unlikely way to end the game, a victory for Michigan State, now they are back on top of the Big Ten by themselves, a half game up on
Michigan.
Purdue, Wisconsin, 2 games. It's going to come down to Michigan State, Michigan.
How mad are you if you're Michigan watching that game.
It's like, are you serious?
Are you serious? You're going pissed. You're mad. Yeah, you're really, very mad.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's the way. Court,
yeah, can we,
that's
can
how
we,
you win?
That's how you'll win it? Half court, you're not happy.
No. Michigan, Michigan State, the state of Michigan.
I'm getting a lot of texts. So apparently last night in girls' high school basketball in Nebraska, there's a very similar ending in the Pius and Norris.
Okay.
And apparently Pius hit a three-quarters court shot to win the game.
Is that right?
I don't know who hit the shot.
Is that right?
But I'm hearing a lot of people saying that's how it ended
last
night.
What are they saying? Just that?
A very epic ending to Pius and Norris girls' basketball.
Pius Norris?
With a three-quarters court shot going in. If I can see the replay, it'd be great.
I got to think. I wonder what kind of, I wonder, was that a full gym?
Markowski. Markowski, the younger Markowski.
The younger Markowski.
Alexis's sister.
That's who made the shot?
That's apparently so.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
It's from Skaper. Norris hit a three with 4 seconds left.
Ava.
And Ava Markowski hit a three-quarters court shot to win the game for Pius last night.
Ava Markowski. Nice, Ellie. Gave us that information.
Thank you.
Ava Markowski.
And we could see her because the room wasn't dark.
That's right.
We can a lot of times the room goes dark as she nods off during the show and is unable to move to keep the sensor going.
Hey, she told me that her father rates the songs too, Derek.
Yeah. Is he kind with his ratings or is he critical?
Yeah. Critical. I'd like to know what he had for
good critical.
You ever wonder this?
Proper.
What if on stage two bands entered at once? Not all of a sudden, ELO and BTO come on side by side. Can you imagine that? And they went back and forth. They went dueling songs back and forth at each other. ELO then BTO. Taking care of business.
Telephone line.
Can you imagine that?
Then that's another ELO song.
Let it ride. Then we got, Don't Bring Me Down.
Don't Bring Me Down is an incredible song.
Well, so is Let It Ride.
Nothing yet. Now you've got an evil woman over here. It's back and forth and back and forth.
We have something here. Oh. Hold it. Hold. Time out. Dannon, are you listening? You want to fill the place up?
ELO
you
and BTO.
We've got it. ELO meets BTO. Oh.
Battle of the Bands.
Battle of the Bands. It would be an epic showing. Bachman Turner Overdrive Electric Light Orchestra.
I have the chills.
Would you put them on in an end zone at the stadium? Like
yes, you would. You put them in the end
south,
zone.
All of a sudden, the north
it's
side.
Almost like that. We got spirit. Yes, we do. We got spirit. How about you?
It's just like,
then all of a sudden, BTO comes out.
You see the whole place just turn around.
The whole place just turns around.
Turn around.
Why not? Tell us why. Tell us why not.
These guys are still pumping
Write
songs.
This one down. Ellie, put this out on
Telephone
Twitter, please.
Line over to
ELO meets BTO.
Jeff Lynn would be thoroughly confused by all this.
I don't know. Imagine them talking. I think if you reached them both, if you had a conference call, who wouldn't be like, sounds kind of interesting. I would bet the two bands have high respect for each other because they were in the same era, too.
I bet they would.
Oh, so chime in on
about the ideas.
Heyman, chime in.
Spring game.
ELO.
Troy?
We can make it happen.
Troy?
Get them both here.
In both end zones. It would be, I'll say this. I would be there. I would go, which is a lot for me.
It takes a lot to get me anywhere.
There's nobody like
ELO and BTO at the stadium. That'd be great.
You would go to that.
I would go to that.
How could you not go to that? That'd be awesome.
We can save the spring game in one phone call. Save the spring game. There'll be 90,000 people there.
It probably costs a lot to get ELO. Maybe not as much to get BTO.
I don't know.
You got to bring the symphony.
I don't know.
You need the symphony.
Oh, need the symphony.
You hear that sound in your headset?
You need the symphony. All of a sudden like that the night before? What are you guys doing? I go out to the stadium. The symphony's setting up. Imagine watching him set up. Cellos.
I kind of think it's going to cost a lot to get ELO. It may not cost anything to get BTO.
I'm going to say it. I'll do it. If I just do it for fun.
Hey, anyway, Troy, think about
it. Shoot this text at Troy Dannon.
Or we Keith Mann.
BTO
Keith Mann, are you listening to this, Keith Mann? Because we have a plan here that I think is epic.
Keith has liked those bands. Keith would be in favor of that, right? He's got to like ELO and BTO.
I don't want to comment on what Keith
I bet Keith likes both those bands.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they're great bands. By the way.
I don't know. I'm saying I don't know.
You used to know what people like because you just open up the box in their car, their cassette tapes, and go through them. Now you have no idea. It's all in your head.
By the way, Mike Schaefer is in Arizona this week, so he'll be back next week if you're curious about where he's at today.
Schaefer.
So we'll have him back in studio next week. He's at spring training down in Arizona.
That'd be pleasurable.
That'd be pleasurable.
I was with him at the basketball game this week
on
Monday.
Side by side.
And I told you, Mike Schaefer is out of control basketball games. Like, you might think he's calling.
Yells the officials the entire time.
He is crazy. He's out of his mind. I didn't know we had that in him at basketball games.
Interesting.
Like, if you think about me and how I get passionate, I was very tame compared to what I witnessed on Monday night.
Jake was tame.
Tame.
Now, me and Bill, I'm going to speak for Bill. There is no way I would do that. I go to Cashin's games. I do not say a word.
I'd be the same.
Yeah. We know, there's just some people that are different. Then there's people that are sitting next to me.
I would cheer or be into it, but I'm not really cheer. But
I don't even really cheer that much.
Just kind of sit there and watch.
Yeah.
Sit there in silence.
I will say this 100%. When I will attend a game at some point in time, when I go with Sipple to a game, I will yell, Cashin!
Have to.
Guarantee the reserves. It. Guarantee that it happens.
It'll happen next season. Yeah.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills on Early Break on the Ticket.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.